It's 6:45. Good morning, I'm Anthony Morneau with KRWG News. Latest figures from the New Mexico Department of Health show over 4,800 people have tested positive for COVID-19 in the state. 200 people have died from the coronavirus. Officials in southern New Mexico, El Paso and Juarez, recently held a conversation hosted in part by NMSU's Arrowhead Center on how the region is dealing with the pandemic and economic fallout. Casey Counts reports.
We have become something far greater than neighbors. We are partners that depend and support each other. And in doing so, we have become stronger. This is a chance to ensure this partnership is nurtured and protected.
Chihuahua's Secretary of Innovation and Economic Development, Alejandra de la Vega, summed up the relationship between regional entities in Juarez, El Paso, and southern New Mexico, each hit hard by coronavirus and the economic shutdown that followed. The chair of El Paso's Economic Recovery Task Force, Westar Bank President and CEO Rick Francis, compared it to past events.
And that crisis, as opposed to the 10 years ago, 12 years ago, with the Great Recession that started up at the top at Wall Street and then filtered down, this one started on Main Street. And we're seeing the breadlines that we saw in the 1920 Depression. We're seeing those with cars today like we've never seen.
For southern New Mexico, specifically the Santa Teresa Port of Entry, Border Authority head Marco Grajeda says that while there has been a sharp decrease in individual cross-border traffic due to travel restrictions, the news hasn't been all that bad economically.
The Santa Teresa region has continued to operate largely without change during the crisis, and that's because many of the businesses were considered essential. Unlike the rest of the states that saw many business closures, only a couple of businesses had to furlough employees or reduce their hours. And these businesses were affected by the closure of auto manufacturing companies in Mexico. On the downside, our agency has been impacted financially since the state reverted money for infrastructure projects due to the pandemic. And like other state agencies, we will also likely see a reduction in our budget due to the economic hit to New Mexico's economy caused by the emergency orders and a crash in oil prices.
Secretary de la Vega says the lack of a plan for an emergency situation just like this one in the new U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement has proved problematic.
There is a lack of alignment in what are considered as essential sectors between our two countries, and this creates a disruption in the global supply chain. So this is something that we definitely need to address and try to implement within the USMCA.
Another challenge for the region is the daily sharing of information.
Sometimes the data available from the different communities is not as robust as we would hope. I think they're trying to do the best they can in terms of with the data they have, recognizing the holes in the data we have, to try and craft a way for us to keep people safe, but at the same time, open up our economies.
But Francis says data should drive reopening.
First and foremost, the safety and health and well-being of our citizens, that trumps everything. But once we understand that data and we see the trends, we must begin to get our community open. We must get people back to work, or this crisis could begin to look and feel like the Great Depression, not the Great Recession.
And collaborative efforts are expected to benefit the region as a whole moving forward.
Now, as it relates to collaboration and innovation, we have seen a great deal of collaboration at the border on both sides, trying to keep our essential trade moving. Private industry, federal, state officials, and many others have worked to make sure essential cargo continues to pass through our ports and continues to pass safely, that's key, and make sure that businesses have the information they need. I do think it would be helpful to work as a region to develop strategies to reopen our economies. After all, this virus does not respect borders.
The world after COVID-19 will be a challenging one. We anticipate a major restructuring of global supply chains under very trying conditions. And we'll need to leverage all the know-how, infrastructure, an institutional ecosystem in order to remain competitive. These challenges come with its own set of opportunities, and we will be there from day one of the recovery, ready to take our place among the most complex, talent-driven, productive platforms in the world.
For KRWG Public Media, this is KC Counts.